Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let us, who? Us. Come. When? Come now. To the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Who gets the grace? All is supposed. How do you come? You don't come arrogantly. You come humbly. Right? You don't come rebelliously. You come willingly. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Will He see your heart when you come?
Yes.
He sees it.
Yes.
He sees it. And you can sit down in your chair, lay down in your bed, kneel or not, and close your eyes and forget about everything and everybody and reach out your heart towards Him. Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
And if you really mean business and you're sincere and you're genuine, just like that, you'll be there. You'll be there. And the more you focus on Him and the closer you draw, you'll begin to sense His presence.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the closer you draw, the stronger it'll become.
Yeah.
It can fill up your room.
Yes.
Fill up your car. Fill up your bedroom.
Yes.
Fill up your kitchen, your living room. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
And in His presence is every answer you ever wondered about. In His presence is every need fulfilled. In His presence is everything you ever needed or desired. In His presence is fullness of joy. And His joy is your strength.
That's right.
And it's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Somebody say hallelujah.
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 This is what drives people to do drugs. Get drunk, get high. All of us have this craving to reach out beyond where we are and experienced beyond the mundane of the physical, especially if it's bad. Circumstances around you are bad. People want to escape. That's why they'll use their last little bit of money to get high. What's that old song back in the 70s? They want to take a trip and never leave the farm. Well, drugs are not going to do it. Drugs are going to destroy the rest of your life.
Right.
What's left of it? Your body, your mind, your relationships, your occupations. There's nothing but death in it. Nothing but death in it. But the truth is, you can take a trip and never leave the farm. You can. In your heart and in your mind, and it's not fantasy and it's not a figure of speech. You can be there. Hallelujah. In spirit, in heart, you can be there. You can touch it, and it can touch you, and He can touch you. It's a matter of heart. I said it's a matter of heart. In the old covenant, depicted by what God gave them with the holy place and the holy of holies and the ark of the covenant or ark of the presence and all those things, it demonstrated what was available and what wasn't. Nobody could go into the presence of the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
Nobody except the high priest, and only on the right occasion, and only after certain precautions, and only to do this, showing that it's not accessible.
Right.
You could not come close to the presence of God. Which is why they had the curtains, heavy stuff, that nobody could look through the door and see into. But when Jesus offered up Himself as our sacrifice, and He said, Father, into Your hands I commit My spirit, and He gave up the ghost, the veil was ripped. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, ripped from top to bottom, showing that now those whose heart is right with Him can come right on in. You don't have to be the high priest, and it doesn't have to be on the set day. And you don't have to kill a calf, because the blood of the Lamb is there at the throne. Hallelujah. On the mercy seat 24/7 forever. So you and I can come close. So we can draw near. So we can come to the very throne. So we can come into the holiest presence of the Almighty. Now we can touch it by faith, and very soon physically. That's one reason our body's got to be changed, because right now it couldn't stand it to go right to the throne of God. But our body is going to be changed so that you and I can stand right before the throne of God in a glorified body. I expect you'll be lit up like a light bulb, but you can take it. Oh, hallelujah! This is not a fairy tale. This is not a fantasy. This is reality. This is your future. In closing, I think, Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians chapter 2. He said in verse 11, He said, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without, I would say outside. As you'll see, that you were completely out. Without Christ. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without. You keep hearing that word, without. God in the world. What does that mean? You are far from God and no way to get to God. You couldn't be good enough. You couldn't do good enough. On the outside with no way to get in. Verse 13, but now. Oh, somebody shout about, but now. But now. There was one that came in fulfillment of prophecy, born of a woman. Hallelujah. With no earthly father. He is the way. Oh, He is the truth and the life. He is the way to the Father. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made close. Somebody say close, close. Near, nigh means near. Close, what got us in? What got us close? Your works couldn't get you close. Mama couldn't get you close. Nobody could do it for you. But the blood of the Lamb, When you believed it in your heart and you received it in your heart, it washed you clean and you humbled yourself and said, God, I can't save myself. I got to have you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I submit to you. I will honor you and follow you. You turned, hallelujah, and you drew, you sucked you right into the presence of God. Hallelujah! You flew right by the outer courts and the washing of the sacrifices. You flew right through the holy place and right through the split veil into the holy of holies, the throne of God. Where nobody could go. Nobody could go. But now we can. Somebody say, I was afar off and no way to get in. But Jesus
is my way.
And now I'm close
by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Now I can come boldly. Not arrogantly, but confidently to the very throne. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14, why? For he is our peace with God. And he has made both one. And what did he do? He broke down the wall of partition. Hallelujah. Between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace. Doesn't matter what tribe you're from, doesn't matter what group you come from, if you're in Christ, then you're in him. And you can come in. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them which were near, for through him we both have access. What's access? Access is the way in. You got an in with God? Sure do. Jesus. He's my end. We have access. Oh, somebody say, I have access.
I have access.
To the Father.
To the Father.
Nobody had access to the Father. But now we do. I have access. By how? I don't have to fly there physically. How do I get there? By the Spirit. In heart, in spirit, unto the Father.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.